This is on Jewel, J-E-W-E-L, Gary, G-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 7/20/40. Put today's date, which is the 23rd of February, 2026. This is an 85-year-old gentleman. Lives with his wife of 62 years. He has two children. They live in a house that he built in the 1960s, but unfortunately he doesn't remember any of the past. He has two daughters, Latasha, who is the primary caregiver, and they have 24-hour care at home. He's currently on hospice with history of senile degeneration of the brain. This information was obtained from Latasha, L-A-T-A-S-H-A, as well as from Rose, the caretaker, today, period. But before we go further, put on the top that patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. Patient is in his second benefit period, extending from 11/23/25 to 2/20/26, period. This will be shared with the hospice medical director. I'll go back and change the date to 2/4/2026. 2/4/2026. Thank you. The family tells me that Mr. Gary is very confused. He eats very little. He's losing weight. He suffers from hypertension, chronic renal failure, hypothyroidism. He's quite frail. He's thin. He's weak. He's very debilitated. His FASD is at 7B, as in brother. He's bowel and bladder incontinent. His weight loss is consistent with protein, calorie, malnutrition, fetal edema trace associated with his protein, calorie, malnutrition. He's sleeping 14 to 18 hours a day per Latasha. Patient is not oriented to person at times. He's ADL dependent. He's bowel and bladder incontinent, period. He used to work as a floor mechanic. And was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, dementia, and senile degeneration of the brain going back to 10 to 12 years ago per Latasha, period. Patient is definitely showing decline. He's a high risk of fall. He has a walker and a cane, which he refuses to use, most likely because he's lost the ability and the cognition to be able to use these devices, period. He requires help to get around. His family would like for him to ambulate less, and he does that. He's sleeping more. He's sitting on the couch most of the time. His appetite is diminished. He eats maybe 20 to 30% of his meals, hence the reason for the weight loss, which is unavoidable, period. He continues to decline both physically and mentally, consistent with his hospice diagnosis, period. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live and remains hospice appropriate, given the changes delineated above. Thank you. Okay, that's it. Thank you.